Hare Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the four Kumaras asked a question to Lord Brahma, which Brahma could not answer due to his disturbed intelligence. Like that it is mentioned. The question was, the sense objects enter into our minds, and our minds enters into sense objects. How to destroy the relationship between the two? So Brahma took the four Kumaras to Lord Hamsavatara, and Lord Hamsavatara explained the solution to this problem on how to separate the mind from the sense objects. Now, it is well known amongst the conditioned souls that the attraction for the sense objects is stored in the minds, especially of those who are the living entities who have impure minds. And the impure living entities chase after the sense objects. So the mind enters into sense objects, and sense objects enter into mind. Because of this, there is a repeated cycle of birth and death and the chase after the mirage. And this multiplies the multiple bodies of the living entities, birth after birth after birth. One example is given in the 11th canto, that a green tree showers hundreds of thousands of seeds when it is young. And once the tree dries up, then those seeds again fructify and they produce many trees. And those green trees again shower many more seeds. In the same manner, green tree means young body. When we are young, we have many sinful seeds which we bring out. And those sinful seeds give rise to many more material bodies in future. And those bodies bring many more bodies in future. In this way, our stay in the material world is sealed. Practically, we are unable to quit the material world, taking birth repeatedly. So, how can one get out of this vicious cycle? There is a book called as Paddhati by Dayachandra Goswami. In that, he says the greatest secret on how one can get out of the situation. He says, initially, one should take the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and place it in the core of one's mind. And then one should place the mind in the core of the Maha Mantra. How can one place Maha Mantra in the core of the mind, and how can place the mind in the core of the Maha Mantra? You will see, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, went to Jagannath Puri, he was carrying the conception in his heart of attaining Vrindavan and meeting Nandakumar, Krishna and Balaram. With that great desire, he entered Jagannath Puri and he ran to meet Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So Mahaprabhu carried Krishna Balaram in his heart, and with that expectation and anticipation and aspiration to meet him and serve him, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, raising his arms, calling out the names, he ran into Jagannath Puri and saw the Lord and fainted unconscious. So he placed Krishna Balaram in the core of his heart, and with that heart he placed and reposed his mind on the deity of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. In the same manner, by doing Shravanam, hearing about the Lord from the scriptures, gradually the Lord enters the heart of the devotee. That is mentioned in the Bhagavatam itself. Shrinvata Shraddhaya Nityam Grinatascha Swacheshtitam Kalena Nati Dirgena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. He says that the Lord Hari enters the heart of the devotee who with great transcendental faith hears about him and regularly hears about him and profusely hears about him with great transcendental faith. So when the Lord enters the heart of such a devotee, then when the devotee calls out the holy name, his mind enters into the core of the Mahamantra. And one's mind and heart are lost in the holy name and lost in devotional attitude to the Supreme Lord. And therefore such a devotee is conducted by the spiritual current of the Hladini potency, which is like a river, fastly flowing river towards the ocean of Krishna. So such a devotee, as the devotee chants more and more and more, a devotee becomes conducted by the Hladini potency and leading one to awaken more and more and more devotion, which becomes unlimited. As Kunti Maharani prayed, Ratim Udvuhatat Adha Gangi Bhogam Udanbati. So therefore, anyone who is seriously intending to attain Krishna's lotus feet has to take Krishna in by hearing and chanting and place the divine couple in the core of their hearts. With that right approach, one should then chant the holy name with great sincerity and devotion and place the mind in the core of the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We all have experience when we have to eat our prasad, especially if it is a special festival day, there's going to be a big feast. We go to the prasadam hall with anticipation. And then once we make our plate with the required items, whichever we like the most, we take little more. And we make the plate and sit, and we get complete samadhi on the plate. And we are oblivious to the environment around. And that is what happens when a devotee with a great transcendental faith in the heart approaches the chanting of the holy name with the mind. Then the mind enters into the core of the Mahamantra, and the devotee is lost in the chanting of the holy name, just as people put in their t-shirt, "I lost my heart in Harinam Prabhu ki."
Let us offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.